personnel training for the assistance of travelers with disabilities, a guide. Table of contents. PDF icon. Read the PDF, 516 kilobytes. Plain language summary. A plain language summary of the Personnel Training for the Assistance of Travelers with Disabilities guide is available. 1. Purpose. This guide explains the obligations of transportation service providers covered by the Accessible Transportation for Persons with Disabilities Regulations, ATPDR, regarding the development and implementation of training programs in respect of persons with disabilities. In particular, this guide explains which transportation service provider personnel must be trained, the topics that training programs must cover, timelines for training, supervision of untrained personnel, the duty to inform personnel of new developments impacting persons with disabilities, the preparation of training programs, including consultation with persons with disabilities, and the provision of information about training programs on request. Transportation service providers not covered by the Accessible Transportation for Persons with Disabilities Regulations may still have obligations for training personnel to provide assistance to persons with disabilities. For more information, consult Accessible Transportation Guide's introduction. This is not a legal document. The explanations and definitions it provides are for general guidance purposes only. The obligations for training are established in the Accessible Transportation for Persons with Disabilities Regulations, Part 1 and an Annex A of this guide. In case of differences between this guide and legislation or regulations, the legislation and regulations prevail. Nothing in the regulations or this guide is to be construed as a limiting the duty to accommodate under the Canadian Human Rights Act or any other Act of Parliament, or b requiring any person to do anything that jeopardizes security, public health, or public safety. 2. Personnel required to be trained. The Accessible Transportation for Persons with Disabilities Regulations require that transportation service provider personnel receive proper training to ensure that persons with disabilities have equal access to transportation services and receive the assistance they require to meet their disability-related needs in a manner that is safe and respects their dignity. While foreign carriers are not subject to the training requirements set out in Part 1 of the ATPDR, all carriers are encouraged to provide training for their personnel to ensure that persons with disabilities receive services in a manner that is safe, respects their dignity, and supports their human rights. Personnel, for the purposes of these regulatory requirements, means a. any employees of a carrier or terminal operator or of Canadian Air Transport Security Authority or the Canada Border Services Agency, as the case may be. B. any persons, except a travel agency, that have entered into an agreement or arrangement with a carrier or terminal operator or with Canadian Air Transport Security Authority or the Canada Border Services Agency, as the case may be, to provide services on their behalf. And c. any employees of the persons referred to in paragraph b. Examples of personnel who would be required to be trained include reservation agents, personnel who interact with passengers at a terminal or onboard transportation equipment, such as check-in agents, gate agents, and flight attendants, personnel who handle mobility aids, personnel who develop policies or operational manuals regarding the requirements of the Accessible Transportation for Persons with Disabilities Regulations, personnel who participate in making decisions related to the transportation of persons with disabilities, such as executives, managers, supervisors, and pilots, third-party contractors who provide wheelchair assistance, and third parties that have entered into an agreement or arrangement with the carrier or terminal to provide services on their behalf, such as taxi and car rental companies. Note: the training requirement does not apply where there is no agreement arrangement to provide services on behalf of the transportation service provider, for example, in the case of terminals where ground transportation providers can pick up or drop off passengers without having a contract with the terminal operator, or where passengers summon rideshare operators. Nonetheless, Transportation service providers should endeavor to ensure that accessible services are available and are encouraged to consider offering training as a best practice. 3. Contents of training. There are a variety of roles and responsibilities in the provision of transportation services that impact access by persons with disabilities. For this reason, there can be no one-size-fits-all approach to training. Although there will be some common elements, training must be tailored to ensure that personnel receive training appropriate to their jobs. For example, a reservations agent needs different training than someone who assembles and disassembles mobility aids. Regardless of their roles, all personnel need to understand some key accessibility principles. General training. Underpinning the training requirements in the Accessible Transportation for Persons with Disabilities Regulations are principles that form the foundation of personnel training. All personnel who are required to be trained must receive an adequate level of knowledge in respect of the following principles. All persons must be treated with dignity regardless of their disabilities. All persons must have the same opportunity to make for themselves the lives that they are able and wish to have regardless of their disabilities or how their disabilities interact with their personal and social characteristics. All persons must have barrier-free access to full and equal participation in society, regardless of their disabilities. And all persons must have meaningful options and be free to make their own choices, with support if they desire, regardless of their disabilities. In addition to these principles, training must provide personnel with an adequate level of knowledge in respect of the different types of barriers that may hinder equal access to transportation services, the various types of assistance that may be needed by persons with disabilities and the duties of transportation service providers in relation to those needs, including the type of assistance that they must provide to persons with disabilities, and the assistive devices that are commonly used by persons with disabilities and the methods of communication that may be used by, or may facilitate communication with, persons with disabilities, such as sign language, augmentative or alternative communication systems, and clear, concise and plain language. The communication requirements in the Accessible Transportation for Persons with Disabilities Regulations and how to interact with persons with disabilities in a manner that respects their autonomy and dignity. See Communicating with Persons with Disabilities, a guide. The role of a support person. And the role and needs of a service dog. See Service Dogs, a guide. Note, the Accessible Transportation for Persons with Disabilities Regulations contain requirements regarding the transportation of support persons and service dogs. These are defined as support person means a person, other than a travel companion, who is needed to provide assistance to a person with a disability, after departure and before arrival with eating meals, taking medication, using the washroom, transferring to and from a passenger seat, orientation or communication, and responding to an emergency, including an evacuation or decompression. Service dog means a dog that has been individually trained by an organization or person specializing in service dog training to perform a task to assist a person with a disability with a need related to their disability. For more information about traveling with a support person or a service dog, please see the Canadian Transportation Agency's Additional Seating and the One Person, One Fare Requirement for Domestic Travel, a Guide and Service Dogs, a Guide. Best Practices for Providing Assistance to Persons with Disabilities. CTA has published a guide, Best Practices for Interacting with Persons with Disabilities, a guide, which contains best practices for personnel who provide assistance to persons with disabilities. Transportation service providers may find this guide useful to help them develop their training program for their personnel. Training with respect to physical assistance to persons with disabilities. Personnel who are required to provide physical assistance to persons with a disability must receive training that provides them with adequate knowledge and skills to perform that function. This includes training on how to seek information from a person as to their preferred method of assistance and any other measures to ensure their safety and comfort. Maneuver mobility aids through doors and on irregular and multi-level surfaces, steps, curbs, and elevators. Transfer a person between their own mobility aid and a mobility aid provided by the transportation service provider and between a mobility aid and the person's passenger seat. This training must include appropriate lifting techniques to perform a variety of transfers with maximum consideration for a person's dignity, safety and comfort. Guide and orient a person whose impairment affects their mobility, for example, a traveler who is blind or who has a cognitive disability. And assist a person who has limitations in balance, agility or coordination that affect their mobility. Training on the handling mobility aids. Personnel who are required to handle mobility aids must receive training that provides them with adequate knowledge and skills to perform that function, including with respect to the different types of mobility aids and the requirements and appropriate methods for transporting and storing mobility aids, including the disassembling, packaging, unpackaging and reassembling of mobility aids. Training on using or assisting with the use of special equipment. Personnel who are required to use or assist persons with a disability in using special equipment must receive training that provides adequate knowledge and skills to perform that function. Special equipment includes telecommunication devices for persons who are deaf or have any other hearing impairment, lifts, ramps, and other devices designed to assist with moving between levels in a terminal or on transportation equipment. Onboard electrical power supplies. Devices for the connection of onboard auxiliary respirator systems. Accessible onboard entertainment systems. And accessible automated self-service kiosks. 4. Timelines for training and supervision of untrained personnel. Personnel must receive training that meets the requirements of the Accessible Transportation for Persons with Disabilities regulations within 60 days of assuming their functions. Until they receive the training, they must be under the direct supervision of a person who has already completed the training. Personnel must receive refresher training at least once every 3 years. 5. Duty to inform personnel. It is inevitable in the transportation sector's complex operating environment that there will be changes to, or the addition of, services, facilities, technology, and policies and procedures that impact persons with disabilities. Transportation service providers must inform personnel of these changes without delay, if they are relevant to their functions. These changes should also form part of the refresher training provided to personnel. 6. Preparation of training programs including consultation with persons with disabilities. Transportation service providers must consult persons with disabilities in the development of training programs, including the principal teaching methods to be used when delivering the training to personnel. Best practices for developing and implementing training programs. Effective consultations. Consult with persons or organizations representing a broad spectrum of persons with disabilities to ensure that all types of disabilities are covered by the training program. Get input from persons with disabilities and others with relevant expertise on the scope and content of the training program. For example, on how to provide guiding assistance to a person who is blind in a manner that meets their disability-related needs and respects their dignity. Get input from persons with disabilities and others with relevant expertise on which teaching methods to use. For example, online training, classroom training, experiential training, and video-based training. Collaboration with other transportation service providers. Explore the development of training on generic subjects with other transportation service providers as a means of enhancing the quality and consistency of training. Teaching methods. Teaching methods should be appropriate for the type of service or assistance. For example, personnel who handle mobility aids, including assembly and disassembly, may benefit from hands-on training with mobility aids rather than online training. Trainers who have appropriate knowledge and skills should deliver the training. This could include personnel who have received training that meets the requirements of the Accessible Transportation for Persons with Disabilities regulations, and who have experience providing services and assistance to persons with disabilities, persons with disabilities, persons with expertise in disability matters, or subject matter experts such as, for example, persons with specific mobility aid expertise. Safety and dignity. The training should emphasize the importance of safety for persons with disabilities and respect for their dignity. For example, personnel who assist with transferring passengers between mobility aids and passenger seats need the right kind of training to ensure that the transfer is done in a manner that protects the passenger from injury and respects their dignity. Testing. The knowledge and skills of personnel who have received training should be tested to ensure that they are ready to perform their functions or to identify additional training needed. 7. Information about training programs. Transportation service providers must make available, as soon as possible, information about their training programs to anyone who requests it. The information required to be provided is set out in Schedule 1 of the Accessible Transportation for Persons with Disabilities Regulations. It covers various aspects of the training program, including the name and title of the person responsible for managing the training program, a list of the occupational categories of personnel who must complete the training program, the subject matter covered in the training program, a description of the teaching methods used, the qualifications and titles of persons who provide the training, and the means used to consult persons with disabilities in the development of the training program and the principal teaching methods. Note: transportation service providers should provide as much information as possible about their training program to anyone who requests it. However, they are not required to share an individual's personal information or confidential business information. 8. We're here to help. For more information and guidance about accessible travel and the Canadian Transportation Agency S Dispute Resolution Services, please contact us at info@otc-cta.gc.ca. Annex A, Regulatory References. Part 1, Requirements Applicable to Transportation Service Providers. Application. Carriers, Terminal Operators. Canadian Air Transport Security Authority. And Canada Border Services Agency. 3.1. This part applies to the following entities, each of which is referred to in this part as a transportation service provider. A. Every carrier to which Part 3 applies. B. Every terminal operator to which Division 1 of Part 4 applies. C. Canadian Air Transport Security Authority. And D. The Canada Border Services Agency. Personnel training for the assistance of persons with disabilities. Application. 15A. Transportation service provider must ensure that members of personnel receive the training that is required under Section 16 to 19. Interaction with public, etc. 16.1. If a member of personnel may be required to interact with the public or to participate in making decisions or in developing policies or procedures in relation to the requirements of these regulations, they must receive training that provides an adequate level of knowledge and skills to carry out those functions, including training with respect to the requirements of these regulations and the policies and procedures of the transportation service provider with respect to persons with disabilities. Contents of training. 2. The training referred to in subsection 1 must provide an adequate level of knowledge in respect of A. The following principles. I. The principle that all persons must be treated with dignity regardless of their disabilities. E. The principle that all persons must have the same opportunity to make for themselves the lives that they are able and wish to have regardless of their disabilities or of how their disabilities interact with their personal and social characteristics. E. The principle that all persons must have barrier-free access to full and equal participation in society, regardless of their disabilities, and if the principle that all persons must have meaningful options and be free to make their own choices, with support if they desire, regardless of their disabilities. B. The different types of barriers that may hinder equal access to transportation services for persons with disabilities. C. The various types of assistance that may be needed by persons with disabilities and the duties of the transportation service provider in relation to those needs, including I. The type of assistance that they must provide to persons with disabilities, and E. The assistive devices that are commonly used by persons with disabilities and the methods of communication that may be used by, or may facilitate communication with, persons with disabilities, such as an augmentative or alternative communication system, sign language or clear, concise and plain language. D. Communication with persons with disabilities in accordance with Section 6 and how to interact with them in a manner that respects their autonomy and dignity. E. The role of a support person. And F. The role and needs of a service dog. Physical assistance. 17. If a member of personnel may be required to provide physical assistance to a person with a disability in the course of carrying out their functions, they must receive training that provides an adequate level of knowledge and skills to carry out those functions, including training on how to A. Seek information from the person with respect to their preferred method of assistance and any other measures they may require to ensure their safety and their comfort. B. Maneuver mobility aids through doors and on irregular and multi-level surfaces, steps, curbs and elevators. C. Transfer the person between their own mobility aid and a mobility aid provided by the transportation service provider and between a mobility aid and the person's passenger seat, including performing appropriate lifting techniques to perform various types of transfers of the person with maximum consideration for their dignity, safety and comfort. D. Guide and orient a person whose impairment affects their mobility. And E. Assist a person who has limitations in balance,